Hi, Diane. We're so glad you decided to join us.
Hi there. I always love talking to you guys.
Oh, we're just so great to hear your voice, and we're so excited for you to share with our community what it was like to go through Love on Purpose Mastery.
Other than, like, the greatest thing I ever did for myself, let's be more specific. So I know you guys know, at the time that I was introduced to the two of you, and I was in a relationship, and I was having a lot of, just a lot of dark night of the soul, trying to figure out, is this the right relationship for me? Is it not the right relationship with me? He seemed like he's a really nice guy. He loved me to death, but somehow it just never felt right. And so I decided that I needed some deep work to really figure out what was going on. And so I decided to treat myself and do, it was actually my 50th birthday present to myself. I did Love on Purpose Mastery, and I signed up with a friend of mine. And I mean, you know, I'm telling you all the time, it was just really incredible because I had thought I wanted to work with you guys alone. And in retrospect now, I could not have remotely done the work I did had I just done it alone. The group setting, the women, I mean, I still feel like they're my sisters. And what being there to witness their transformation and watch them go through what they did as well as them witnessing my journey was just really incredible. And, of course, the two of you, having so much time with the two of you and our retreats, I just have so many really terrific memories. And, of course, as you know, the result came that once I went through my love imprint and went through my relationship drivers and found out what was most important to me, I did come to understand that the relationship I was in was not the right relationship for me. And I lovingly ended it. I mean, it's not that he wasn't, you know, it's not that he was a bad guy. He just wasn't my guy. And I dated for a while, and probably about a year, I think it was, after the program, I ended up getting involved with someone I have known for a very, very long time that I never thought would be a possibility of, never thought of him as a potential match for me. And because of all of the skills that I learned through working with you, I was able to see things differently. And actually, you guys, of course, helped me with perspective to say that, you know, maybe things that would have stopped me from entering into a relationship in the past were fear-based. And when I operated from conscious love, I realized, no, this is something I want to explore. And here it is 6 months later, and I am madly in love and incredibly happy. And this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
That's just so, what makes our hearts happy to hear you say that and just to hear you so happy. So, you know, one of the things that we're so glad to have you share with our community is because you were one of those people that had literally done, like, everything. Like, when we asked you, you know, what other programs have you done? Like, you were like, how much time do you have? Like, you started listing them off.
Yeah, and that's true. And I got a lot out of all of those programs I did, but they were all external. They were, how do I operate in the world? How I became the best first date that there is on the planet. I learned all the tricks, how to do, how to be, and I pretty much almost always got a second date. But at the end of the day, it was the crap that was inside that still stopped me from having the relationship that I wanted, from being the person, being the partner I wanted to be. Forget even the other person. Being who I, to show up the way I wanted to in a relationship. All of the other work I had done really was external. I know you always joke about, you know, your open heart surgery. And that's why I would say you guys are my love surgeons. It took this work. It took the going deep, going inside, and taking all that crap. I had a lot of crap. I had, you know, like a lot of people, I had a shitty childhood, and a lot of really negative things sort of were instilled in my head about love and relationships and myself and men, and getting all of that crap out. Now I felt like I had the inside and the outside that I wanted.
I love that. And you said, you know, all the internal crap. So when we first started working with you, we identified your love imprint as, I always have to be the competent one to get love. Is that still true?
No. Not at all. I mean, yes, I'm still incredibly competent, but I no longer, it's hard to explain. It's just not there. And the relationship I'm in now, the man I'm with, is incredibly competent. We went to IKEA the other day, and he put up mug racks on my wall. It made me so happy. I've never had anyone who could, like, build shit or make stuff. It was, like, so awesome.
I was the
happiest person on the earth for having my mugs hung up on the wall.
Right. I love that. And so, you know, one of the other things that we really identified, and it went along with this being competent, was that we sort of identified this sort of fear that you had that you were the best one to look out for danger, right? That we sort of identified that your strategy was like you were up in the crow's nest looking for icebergs, and that's how you were moving through your life, sort of on this high alert, looking for the thing that doesn't sink the ship, and that you knew you were the best iceberg finder, so why would you ever trust anyone else to go up in the crow's nest? So how has that changed?
It's just totally not there, and it's sort of one of those, you know, you talk about self-fulfilling prophecies, because I believed that no one could take as good care of me as me. I ended up with people who couldn't take good care of me. You know, whether it was conscious, that's how it worked. And once I was able to work through that, through the processes, the amazing processes, it's just not there. I mean, I am not spending this relationship up in the crow's nest. I'm not sitting there at the battleship looking out for bad stuff to happen. I'm just really able to enjoy it and be there and be present and not worry about what might go wrong.
That's so lovely. I love that. And there's an ease to you. I think it goes beyond even this relationship. I think it goes through how you move through the world. So I think, you know, that's changed too. You want to share how you move through the world has changed since doing Love on Purpose Mastery?
I'm just so much more conscious. You know, there's so many wonderful things that came out of the program, so many ways of looking at the world. Taking personal responsibility has been a huge one. I think, like many people, I don't think I realized how much I blamed other people for what irritated me or what bothered me or, you know, if something. And now I understand that if I have a problem in the world with someone or something, that's my deal. And I look inside now to how I deal with it. And I'm just in my relationship with my boyfriend, in my relationship with other people. And so I can come from such a more loving place because of the personal responsibility I'm taking.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's really great. So I guess our last question would be, what would you say to someone who's considering joining the program but isn't sure if this is really the right thing for them?
I can't imagine it not being the right thing for anyone. I mean, this is a big step for me. I wanted to make it clear to people I did not do this easily. I may have done pretty much everything else, but I had never done anything of this scope and this expense. But I knew it was what I wanted to do, and it happened to be a big birthday year, so I made the promise that it was just going to be my big present to myself. But I would do it again tomorrow. I would tell anyone else to do it. It was worth everything I spent and more. I've never had anything I've done in my life shift fundamentally my experience in the world as much as this program and working with you guys and the incredible women that I did it with. There's just nothing else like it.
Oh, yay. Well, thank you for sharing. I think it's just so valuable for our community to hear from somebody who's on the other side and has been through the program. And we're so happy for you and your relationship. And, you know, if you're watching on the webinar, you can see a picture of Diane and her boyfriend, Michael, and they're just so happy in love. And it's so great to hear you, and you just have this sort of joy about you now, this comfortability in your own skin. And it's just been a joy to watch you really step into who you really are through this program. And we're just thrilled for you, Diane.
No, thank you. And the other thing I want to say is the other great thing about this program is you are part of the Orna and Matthew family for life. And it's not like a program where you do and then that's it. The support I have continued to get from the two of you since what, I guess almost, I don't know, now it's a year and a half, 2 years since I did the program, I still feel you're there for me. I still feel supported. The Facebook page, my you know, Love on Purpose Mastery sisters are there to support each other. And that continued support just means the world to me and has really made a huge difference. And I don't think, I mean, I know I would not be in this relationship if it wasn't for the two of you and for the continued support.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much. And thanks for coming on and sharing with everyone today.
Oh, very glad to do it.